Assistant District Attorney Dan Shorey, who is prosecuting the Clark case, told Judge Herman Walker Tuesday about the criminal milieu that Clark allegedly ran with. Shorey said his office had pulled the criminal records for all of the potential witnesses to provide for the defense counsel.
We disclosed the criminal histories of those witnesses who have criminal history, and that is approximately 424 pages of paper discovery to Mr. Parvin's office.
Greg Parvin is Brian Clark's defense attorney. He also mentioned that this is a complicated case, pointing out that neither he nor his client are in Dillingham, but he said that they are making progress in their defense.
We've had an investigator who's been working with us on the case, working with Brian's family, chasing down every possible lead that we'll hope to be helpful to the case. And that investigation has kind of come to a conclusion.
Judge Walker pushed the next court hearing out till December, but Parvin said he probably will not be ready for trial until at least the spring. Both parties estimate a 2 to 3 week-long trial, which for now is scheduled to happen in Dillingham, though they did signal it may be tough to seat a jury here. Brian Clark, now 37, is accused of killing 55-year-old Ella Olson on February 7, 2015, at her home on Cessna Drive. Dillingham police investigated the case for a year and a half with Clark as a prime suspect, but they didn't press charges until they had gained the testimony of another suspected drug dealer who told police that Clark had confessed the murder to him. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.